On taxes, Allison Verspiril joins us, Bloomberg tax reporter. I guess, Allison, the executive branch proposes and the legislators dispose. How are they going to dispose of President Biden's tax ideas?
So, you know, as you're talking about, the president is expected in the plan tomorrow to propose ramping up the capital gains tax on individuals earning $1 million or married couples earning the same amount. That would mean that you could see wealthy investors paying capital gains as high as 43.4%. You know, obviously, there are Republicans who have already come out against this idea. And you're going to have to look at maybe some of those moderate Republican or moderate Democrats in the Senate and how they're going to react. So all eyes are now on West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and what he thinks of this proposal. I know Goldman Sachs analysts are already predicting that that rate could come down to around 28%.
Allison, so give us a sense here. What is the appetite in Washington for raising taxes, because these seem fairly broad-based in terms of capital gains, income personal, income corporate. What's the appetite down there in Washington?
So I think among Democrats, there's definitely an appetite on raising taxes on the very wealthy, on corporations. You know, obviously, these Biden proposals have been pretty ambitious. We've seen, you know, even more ambitious proposals supported by people like Senator Bernie Sanders. But again, I think, you know, you're going to have to look at those more moderate Democrats in the Senate. Right now, there's a 50-50 split, so you can't lose a single vote, even if you want to pass this purely on Democrat, along Democratic lines. So I would imagine that some of this gets negotiated down a little bit, but I think there is still an appetite to get some of this passed.
And Allison, what's the sense of timing here? Is this going to be one of those rough and tumble fights that kind of drags out for months here, or
yeah,
can
good question.
Reach a consensus pretty quickly?
So I know Nancy Pelosi in the House has said that they would like to, you know, get this done sometime this summer. That was after we saw the, you know, the corporate rate proposals to offset the infrastructure plan. It's still a bit unclear if they're going to try to combine, you know, this plan that affects individuals with that corporate plan, or if they're going to try to do them in two separate packages.
How quaint a question I'll ask. Do they go through a committee process? I mean, is this like it used to be where somebody, you know, three experts sit in front of a committee and, you know, whatever their political views and talk about it, or is that just all blown up in ancient history?
Well, you know, we'll definitely see Congress go through It's normal processes when they negotiate legislation. So they'll basically take the administration's plan as a starting point and then, you know, come up with their own proposals in the House and the Senate and then negotiate the two of those. So like I said, I think, you know, these plans are from the administration are starting point, and then we'll see where things end up on the Hill.
So, Allison, how aggressive do you think the president and the vice president will be in pushing these tax rate increases?
I think they've pretty much indicated that they, you know, they don't see this capital gains hike as hurting long-term investment. That's been one of the big criticisms from people that oppose this increase. Even yesterday, the top economic advisor said, you know, when you're looking at long-term investment for venture capital, early stage investment, that comes from pension funds, sovereign wealth funds that are not tax sensitive. You know, and so they basically don't see the arguments against these things. And I think they're going to push pretty hard to move them along.
Allison, thank you so much. Allison Verspiril with us, Bloomberg tax reporter, and something we're going to talk about a lot.